Could bonds be the new stocks? Consider fixed income solutions from TriStar Financial, specializing in bonds and Roth IRA conversions. Find out at TriStarFinancial.us and listen to What's Working Now, weekday afternoons at 4 on CNN 650 Radio News, presented by TriStar Financial.
The following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Former Houston Oiler and former director of player personnel for the Houston Gamblers, Bill Grohman, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Bill, you're on with myself, Sean Bajani, and Barry Winter. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Willie G. Grohman, still in the record books. Most receptions, highest yard average for a rookie in the history of the National Football League. Is that correct, Bill?
Well, it's the most yards receiving in a rookie season, which is, I think, like 1,470-some. I held the yards per catch thing for about 20-some years, but I think it got broken by somebody. I forget who it was.
Willie, you were a guy from Heidelberg College, a little-known football school, bypassed in the National Football League, and lo and behold, 51 years ago, bunch of fat cats put their money together, founded a new league. What was that like when you were going to this new thing called the AFL?
Well, you know a little bit about it, too. I remember meeting you when you were at Buffalo. You were in college, I think, at the time. And like I kid you, you had a full head of hair at the time too, I remember. But it was really, great opportunity. That's the first time I had ever been in an airplane, when I flew down from up in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, down to here to Houston in 1960. And it was actually my birthday, July 17th, and landed here in Houston about 11:30 at night, and went to get off the plane, you walk down the steps of the plane back in those days, and I came to get off the plane at 11:30 at night, and I thought somebody had opened a great big oven door, because the heat and the humidity hit me when I went to get off the plane. I couldn't believe how hot it was.
Well, after a stellar career in the AFL, cut short because of knee surgery, you went into scouting, scouted over 30-plus years in the National Football League, and then, lo and behold, in the 80s, this newfangled league called the USFL came up. You left your scouting position to become director of player personnel for the USFL. The difference when the USFL started in like 81, 82, whenever that was, compared to 1960 when the stepchild of the AFL started.
Yeah, I think it's very similar. I think it was more, a family situation. Everybody was close, and most, back when I was playing, you weren't making hardly any money to speak of, so you're really playing for the love of the game, and it was just, working in the NFL for like 35 years as a scout, it was, it was enjoyable, and I liked it, but it was more business, it was a big business situation, where both the old AFL and the USFL were, guys wanted to play, and they had a good time, and I feel like I had, both those situations, I think I had more fun than I did, just the relationships of the players, and also, the coaching staff and all that, just more like a great big family.
Former Houston Oiler Bill Grohman joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Bill, kind of a two-part question that I'd like your thoughts on and to elaborate on. Talk about what it was like doing your job back then as in the player personnel business. How do you got players to come over? How much easier it was then? And then I want you to kind of reflect on the first staff that Jack Pardee had.
Yeah, well, Jack hired Mouse Davis and June Jones. And then he asked me about another guy for special teams coach, and if I knew somebody, young coach that I thought was really energetic and would work hard, and I had been calling on John Jenkins up at Mississippi State when he was up there assistant coach, and mm-hmm. So I recommended John, so that's how John ended up coming with us. But talking to Mouse and June, I just got a feel of what the run and shoot was all about. You know, I didn't hadn't really seen it that much, you know, in the past. You know, Mouse, I called on him once when he was at Portland State, you know, scouting, but and so just getting a feel from him, I got a feel for the slot receivers, the two inside guys, that they were, you know, really kind of little. To me, I got the feeling that what he was looking for was guys that were quick and could catch the ball, catch a short pass, and then end up turning into running backs and make people miss and get yardage. So really, a couple of the guys I got, you know, that's basically what they were in college. They were little running backs, like, you know, Ricky Sanders out of Southwest Texas, you know, and people like that, and just got him in there and put him in the slot and threw the ball to him and let him, you know, throw a 10, 12-yard pass to him, let him get 30, 40 yards, you know, after the catch.
Bill Grohman joining us here on Sports Radio 610. 6 years in professional football, Bill, and you played on four AFL championship teams. I think you're the only guy ever to do that?
Yeah, I believe so. I think the next one is Paul McGuire, you know, does TV stuff. He was on the Chargers 1 year when they won, and then he was at Buffalo 2 years. But I was, you know, 2 years with the Oilers and 2 years with Buffalo when they won the championship, and actually was in another game when we got beat when the Oilers played the Dallas Texans, you know, on that double O.
That was the Abner Haynes coin toss?
Right.
Bill, had the USFL succeeded and had the Gamblers with Jim Kelly and Mouse with a run-and-shoot offense, how good would that team have been had they gone in and played in the NFL?
We probably wouldn't have won the championship or anything like that, but we would have competed and probably, you know, we'd won some games, and and if by the third year or so, I think we'd even done better. Especially, you know, we'd have scored points because the run and shoot, you know, people, I know some defensive guys have been defensive coaches in the NFL, came over on some of the teams, the team out in California, you know, they had a defensive coordinator that had been in the NFL, and he thought he knew how to, you know, stop the run and shoot. He played man coverage and shoot the first three passes we threw went for touchdowns, and he decided to go to zone then. And I think we would have, you know, scored on them. And you know, the thing about the run and shoot, you know, the NFL tried it for a while. Mouse and them had it up Detroit. And then people nowadays are saying, well, the run and shoot never did work in the NFL, you know, so forth and so on. It's just, it's not a game, you know, offense that works in the NFL. But you look at it, really, everybody's running four wide now, four wide outs. And it's basically a lot of the run and shoot stuff. So I think all the teams run it some. And Indianapolis, shoot, they throw the ball more than they run the ball, and they throw a lot to their inside receivers and stuff. So in a sense, they're running shoot type stuff.
Hey, Bill, coming up June 12th, us here at Sports Radio 16, we're going to be doing a live broadcast out at the Houston Gamblers' 25th reunion. This is the first ever reunion for you guys. How excited are you about seeing some of the guys you haven't seen, in 25 years?
Yeah, that's going to be neat. Like I said, I hadn't really heard much about it till about 5 or 6 days ago. John Jenkins called me, and he said that they were having the thing, and then later on I saw, you know, something on television the other day, and I'm gonna be, it's been, you know, many years since I've seen some of those players way back when they were playing, you know. And I think I saw Coach Pardee a couple of years ago, but last time I saw him, so it'll be great to see some. I hear several of them are coming from some distance to come back for it.
Well, I will be there along with my co-host, and that's Kyle Kennedy. We're going to be broadcasting between the hours of 11 and 3 from Dave and Buster's. Bill Grohman, thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you out there.
Okay, Harry Berry.
You got it, pal.
Nice. Appreciate the time, Mr. Bill Grohman. Harry Berry, that's the first time I think a guest has dropped that on you, huh?